We are learning Masechta Schulin, Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph. We are starting 12 lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph. The first words on the line are Hein Kedoshim. Right after that, Oma Rebbe Chia. That's where we're starting from. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara is going to continue the sugya of Gidan Asha and in regards to Kachim. Oma Rebbe Chia by Yosef. Lo Yishanu Ela Kachim Anacholim. The whole din that the Issa Gidan Asha is chal by kachim, is only kachim v'anachalim, like a chatas, a osham, that the kanim eat it, or a shlomim, that a baal meets. Av a kachim shein nachalim, which is the oila, ain't iser giddayig v'hem. There's no iser of gidda nasha when it comes to oila. And we'll see in a second what that means. Rav Yechanan Amar, no, echa kachim v'anachalim, echa kachim v'anachalim, iser giddayig v'hem. Sai, by kachim v'anachalim, which is the chatas and osham, and the shlomim, and sai oila, they all have the iser giddayig v'hem. So it sounds like over here, we have machlokes by oila. If it's an issigir or nasha or not. Omra papa v'loi pligi. It's not really a machlaikis. There's no machlaikis. Kan lahal kaisoi. That everyone agrees you get malchus when you eat the gir or nasha of a oila. Because the issigir or nasha is chal and behemah for its hector. So in a regular case, hector is not blood. That's pashut. That every behemah has gir or nasha. Or a makash of the oila has a gir or nasha. So if you eat the gir or nasha, you get malchus. Everyone agrees to that. And that's what Rabbi Yechanan means when he says, echa kachav anachalm, echa kachav anachalm, issigir noyibam. He's malchus. And the first man, the Yama, Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, is talking about something else. And V'kan, l'haloisoi. He's talking about bringing on the Mizbech. He's talking about bringing the Gidan Asha on the Mizbech. Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef holds that there's no problem of bringing Gidan Asha on the Mizbech. The whole issue is to eat the Gidan Asha. But to be makriv the Gidan Asha on the Mizbech, there's no problem. That's what Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef's chiddush is. Because the Pasuk says, Al Kein lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael's Gidan Asha, and Mizchil's Mizbech is not called Yoichlu. That's the way Rashi teaches. There's a Marashah here that handles how it stims the Gemara on base, but that's a Rashi teaches. He's saying like this, very simple. It's not a machlekes. One's talking about Makiv on Mizbech. No problem. You're letting Makiv Oila on Mizbech, even though there's a Gidan Asha there. Why? Because no Isser Achilas Mizbech. Masha Inke, Rabbi Yechlin is talking about eating it to stam. Eating it to stam, even if it's a Oila, you have an Isser Gidan Asha. Ika Damri. A different gear son rapapa rapapa vloy pligi kan lechotzoi kan lehaloisoi. They're both referring to the carbon and not legabi da achilo. One's referring to the din to take out the gid from the yerech before you bring it on his back. And he says that man says that ain't issa gidan asha noyig ba'ilo, and you don't have to remove it from the leg. And the other man, and that's the first man, that Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef is saying that it's not noyig by oila, means I don't have to remove it. And Rabbi Yechanan is talking about lahaloisa, which means in a case we already took it out, there's no din to be makrivit on the mizbeach, because then already there's an iser to be makrivit on the mizbeach, to be makrivit. If it's in the part of the bone, good. But once it comes out, so then avada, there's no mitzvah, forget, it's an iser, to go be makrivit on the mizbeach. And again, the Gemara will talk about it later on, exactly why. It's also to bring on his back. It might be it's memashka memutal leYisrael. It has to be mutal for to eat to bring on his back. While it's part of the aver, that's fine. But it comes out, it's a problem. So we have two versions. Where Rabbi Papa says two versions how it's not a machlekes. But the Rechiv by Yosef Arviyach is not a machlekes. Rav Nachman Yitzchak argues says it is a machlekes. Lahaloisay pligi, or the girsa of Rashi has a girsa lachaltsay pligi, which means like this. Avada is machlekes. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef are arguing. And they're arguing if you're allowed to bring the gid on the Mizbeach when it's in the Yerech. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef says it's mutter to bring the entire Yerech onto the Mizbeach for Oila, even though it has inside it a gid hanasha. And Rav Yosef says, no, it's also. And Yitaka have to remove it first. You have to remove it first. That's why Rashi is not a girsa lachaltsay. That he also, you have to tackle remove it from the Yerech before you bring it on the Mizbeach. And we're going to bring over here, a raya from two brises that there's a machlokes really tanoim to Rebbe Chaim Gabi this halacha, and that would stim like Rav Nachman Yitzchok says that lahaloisa is a machlokes. This din, if you're allowed to bring it on the mizbeach, he doesn't show it's a machlokes tanoim. The tanya went to the brisa, and it's a long-winded raya. If you see a whole brisa first, the tanya went to the brisa. V'hikta koyin es akol on mizbeach. The pasuk says by oila you bring the entire thing on the mizbeach. The rabbis, the word lashon hakoil, is a koil on mizbeach. What's coming to marva? The word hakoil. The rabbis, the tzomos, the bones, va'agidim, the sinews, the tendons, va'karnayim, the horns, va'tafayim, the hooves. All these things of the oila, you bring them on the mizbeach. Even though it's not basa, yocha filu perishu. Maybe even if it's separated from the basa, maybe then also you bring on mizbeach. Tamalem v'asisa lesecha basa v'adam. The only chiyuv really to bring on the oila is the basa and the dam. V'asisa oila secha basa v'adam. That's the ikar. So Gemara, then it bust the dam. So Yochel Yachlet Gidim Atzamis. Maybe take out, remove, devein it. Take out the Gidim and Atzamis. So the Gemara, the Yala bust the Gavim is back. Bring the bust by itself, the Gavim is back. Tamalei Hakdakayin is Hakayim is back. You have to bring everything. So how do two things stem? Okay, it's not very simple. Michu Barim Yala. While it's still attached to one piece, then it's Hakayim. You bring everything. Parashu, once it separates, then I feel but Roishu Shem Vech. Even if it happens on top of Shem Vech, it separates, you have to take it off. There's no Dinaktar on that. Now, who's this Man Yama that said that if it's on the Roishu Shem Vech and it separates, I bring it down? Uman Tana Shamat Lei. So we didn't get to the Rai yet, Machlekes Chom, and we didn't show yet the Machlekes Chom and Rebbe. We'll see it soon. So first, Rav Nachman says, I'm going to prove this first Brisa is the Shita of Rebbe. Man Tana, the Shamat Lei, the Oma Perishu Yerdu. Who's the Man Yama says that if a bone separates itself from, it separates itself from the bone or a tendon separates from the basar, that it's Yerdu? It's Rebbe. Rebbe, it's going to the Rebbe. Tell him the Brisa. The Brisa is like this. Fik Takoin as a coil. You mark up everything on the Mizbeach. What's that called? Marvel the Rabbis, the Thomas, the Gidmar, the Kanaim, the Fine. It's Marvel the bones, the tendons, the horns, and the hoofs. And the Brisa goes further. Vafilu perishu, and even if it separates, what's the pasuk that says that you only bring up bas vadam bepoikim where it pops off the mizbeach? Okay, it's a kuli bas at the machzer. If bas falls off the mizbeach, put it back on the mizbeach. Via the machzer, kuli give them out some. This is the chacham who argue our Rebbe. This man Yama says, even perishu, you leave it on the mizbeach. Even though the atzamas gidlu kanaim to find separate from the bas, you leave it on the mizbeach. What does a bas of adam come to exclude? It means paikim. Rebbe, I mean, no. Kos vachom am hikdar akarin es akoyl. Riba, that's marba, the gidlu atzamas, everything. Kos vachom am sisa alasecha a bas of adam. Okay, it's a hadi, a miyat, that's a miyat. Okay, it's a hadi, it's most things. Mechubarim, yalu, perishu, afilu, bereish, mizbeach, is yardu. So now we're ready. A crystallized a little more. Machlekes Rebbe and Rabbanon. Machlekes is if you say perishu yerdu or not. So the first brisa that says perishu yerdu obviously is going to Rebbe. Now, Rabbanon hold that's only if it's paikim. Now the Gemara analyzes like this: Rabbanon who learned the pasuk that says hakoil is marbe even perishu. How did they have a right to do that? Rebbe should be right. Hakoil means if it's one piece. Once it separates, then you have the miyat of a sisal esacha bas v'adam. So Rebbe's right. So where did Rabbanon get a right to say that even perishu you still be makrivit? So I'll tell you a pshat. Rabbanon says, anything that's still attached to the Aver, I don't need a rebuy for that. The head of the Ayla, already the Torah says, that you mafresh the whole head. It says, it's clear you makrivit the entire roish. So you see, you a bunch of bones in the roish, the skull and everything. So we know already the bones. While it's attached, I don't need a pasuk for that. The pasuk that's saying hakoyel is being marba is something more than that. That that tzomus, even if it separates it, even if it separates, it's still chayiv. Must be on the mizbeach. Kitzur krol le parshu when it separates, and then obviously when it's on the mizbeach, you'll be makrivit. But Rebbe says no. You're right. For mechabarim da teira, I don't need a pasuk, and therefore I don't need the pasuk for the pasuk of hakoyel for mechabarim because you have learned from the rosh. You're right. But I still need other mechabarim in it. You know, mechabarim top on base now. Lo yitzur krol rebuye. That I don't need for mechabarim to tell yitzur krol rebuye. Ki yitzur krol legid hanasher b'mechabar. I need it for gid hanasher mechabar. While it's still attached to the yerech, I want to bring that up, and that's asa b'achila. That's not like a roish shalilu with nothing asa b'achila. Therefore, I can't learn gid hanasher from there. I need the pasuk of v'hakoyel to marbe that, and therefore, now, everything else is included in the miyat of Asach HaBas Vadam. And therefore, it's Parashu. You have to take it off the Mizbeach. That's beyond the Rebbe. For Rabbanon, Chor Rebbe's Tanigun now. I need the Pasuk of HaKoyel for Gidah Nasha Tzmachubah. So, well, no, Rabbanon, I know that Gidah Nasha, I can't even makrivit even when it's Mechubah L'Yerach. You know why? Because in the Pasuk, in Mashkeh L'Yisrael, Menamut L'Yisrael. It says that I only allowed to bring a carbon mashke yisrael, so it's mutter yisrael. And therefore, I know I have to remove the gid. It's not going to be true, yalacha. Even when it's mechubal yerach, I have to remove it. So it's not even true. Not only is it not marbit, it's not even true, yalacha. Rashi says, mikru b'sefi cheskel se'echot ben atzoyim ben amasayim mashke yisrael, l'in kabonat eskeim ksiv, u'mefrashin le'im psach bergam o'ibrim, and I'm mutter yisrael. The gid anosha loy. V'chi rabbi kro perishu da teira rabbi. V'loy mechabaram de surah. And you don't need perishu da teira. You don't need while it's still attached because I know from the rosh. It must be teaching you the marba parashu, something separates of that Torah, right? Like a tzomos or gidim that separate, not ganosha. Ganosha is also to bring. The Rebbe was saying the pasuk teaches mechuba de yisura. Rabbanon hold taka, that's also because it's maskei Yisrael. Rebbe turns back to Rabbanon. He's saying maskei Yisrael is a problem because that's why he can't bring the ganosha while it's attached to the erech. He can't eat it. What are you going to do about chel and dam? Rebbe, midah chel, I have a chel adam. You see, bring chel adam on his back. You're not worried about maskei Yisrael. Teretz is, it's part of the carbon. As long as it's a kosher carbon, it's fine. A treif is no good. But as long as the carbon is a kosher carbon, it's kosher animal, it's kosher carbon, it's fine. All these limbs. Because that's a carbon. That's what Rebbe wanted to tie in. The whole meat, the mask, is like a treif. But Rabbanon says, no, don't bring a rabbi chelav adam. Mitzvah sevgach shani. Dear, that's the mitzvah. That's the ikam mitzvah. Chelav adam is part of the ikam mitzvah. As Torah says, that's the imurim, that's the chelav. So that's the ikam part. Don't bring a rabbi from there. So the bottom line is, we have now a machlekes, Rebbe and the Chachamim, machlekes Tanoim. If you have to remove the Gidra Nasha first. And that's what Rav Nachman Yitzchak was saying before. That's the machlekes of Chiyah Yosef and Rabbi Yechon. Chiyah Yosef says, ain isa noy v'kachim. He holds like Rebbe. And that you could bring the Gidra Nasha, the whole Yerech, without removing the Gidra Nasha. Mashenk and the Chachamim will argue, this is going to come from Nachis, who holds that argue, Rav Yechanan holds, like the Chachamim, holds you have to take it apart. You have to take the Gidra Nasha off. It is Noeg by Kachim, and by Oilah, by In Nachalim. You're not allowed to bring a Gidra Nasha on the Mizbeach. You're not allowed to bring a Gidra Nasha, because Mashke Yisrael, when I'm Mutul Yisrael, therefore you're not allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach. So really coming from here, that the reason why Gidra Nasha is allowed to be brought according to Rebbe is not because, like Rashi says, because Gidra Nasha doesn't have an Isser Achilas Mizbeach. The reason the argument so far is because that there's a pasuk that says that Hakoyel, that's Marbe, the Yerech with the Gidra Nasha inside. That's why Rashi is interesting. I under Masha and the Rashash and that Rashi Yaman Aleph, but like upon him, Rashi Yaman Aleph says something about the Achilas Mizbeach, the also Gidra Nasha, which we'll see in the Gemara later on, it's just like that. But right now, that's what comes out. Just to set stage before the next Gemara is that the Machlekes Rebbe in the comment and that Firum Nachman Yitzchak, that's the Machlekes Rabbi Yechonon Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. The Machlekes is, do you have to remove the Gid before you bring the Yerech on the Mizbeach?